Holy crapples, is that you? You're so cute.
You should stay for tea, Elliot. I'm making Chinese.
Greta's turning 15 soon.
You should have like an awesome party or something.
I'll get you a new dress and we'll get your hair and makeup done. We can all do it.
Ta-da!
No party, all right?
You may think I've talked a lot on the show this week, and in fact I have, but I feel like I've had a lot to say about the film's releasing, including this last one. Girl Asleep, a coming-of-age first feature from Adelaide stage director Rosemary Myers, written by Matthew Whittett, adapting his own stage play. Set in 1970s suburban Australia, it's an aesthetically bold film that preferences subjectivity over realism and uses planimetric shot compositions to create a wry, symmetrical visual style. Greta, played by Bethany Whitmore, is a girl eager to fit in, but her friendship with the class nerd, Harrison Feldman, puts her on a collision course with the gang of mean girls, styled with the same hair and same red lipstick, on the eve of her 15th birthday party. Depressed and stressed out, she escapes via an enchanted music box to a fairy tale forest of magical creatures that gives shape to her fears about growing up and falling in love. You won't need to look too hard to see the influences of Wes Anderson and Michelle Gondry in this kooky film, though Girl Asleep struggles to articulate its themes quite as well. It's unclear, for example, what the 1970s setting brings to the topics of sex, coming of age, and gender roles. The film's caricature of the period buys into the idea of a sexually permissive decade, though it also presents the suburbs as being repressed, which admittedly paints a confusing picture for a shy 15-year-old. Myers tries to conjure the complexity of this adult world from a script that seems partly inspired, not unreasonably, by the satirical tradition of sex comedies, or sitcoms. I can imagine, for example, an episode of Married with Children where the sister's boyfriend flirts with the mum across the breakfast bar under the nose of the clueless father. But these games of coded messages require watertight command of archetypes, and the film seldom hits the mark. This is a first feature with too many promising ideas, perhaps, not enough focus on getting the core right. But my reservations aside, Girl Asleep has done well on the festival circuit. It won the Age Critics Prize for Best Australian Film at the Melbourne International Film Festival and took the trophy in a four-film competition at WA's Cinefest Oz. Girl Asleep is in current release. And that's the final cut for another week. I'm Jason DeRosso. Please follow your steward's directions to the nearest exits, and I'll see you next week.
Crazy party, huh?
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.